welcome, Yankees fans, to another episode of Yanks 2019. We will be talking about the Yankees all season long, taking out the DL, everything, scores, players, if there's any free agent signings. We'll be covering it all this season on Yanks 2019. Well, I guess it's just the 2019 season. Anyway, let's have fun with this. Now in today's Yankees news. So today the Yankees took on the Red Sox for one of their spring training games. Great finish if you're a Yankees fan, not great if you're a Red Sox fan. 14-1. Aaron Judge hitting his fifth homer of the preseason. So things are looking up for him. Hopefully he's going to have another great season like he's been having. The Yankees put on 5 runs in the bottom of the fourth. Huge inning for them. Luke Voit hit a two-run double. Other scoring plays were Hernandez. Miguel Andujar singled to score Luke Voit. So, big inning for the Yankees. Things are looking good. Russell Wilson from the Seahawks actually was visiting spring training to have fun with the Yankees. He really enjoys, you know, spring training with them. Gardner's had a great grab. Gardner at the wall had a great grab today to save a run to hold the Red Sox at bay early on in the game. Domingo Germán had a scoreless outing. So really good performance by him today. Yeah, big day for the Yankees. A lot of great plays, a lot of players really getting ready for the season. So, yeah. Another huge topic of conversation with the Yankees this season has been if they can break their record from last season or even hit 300 home runs as a team. I think it's doable. I think with the team they had, but they could really do it. Last year, I think they could have done it, but they had a lot of injuries. They had Gary Sanchez was out, Aaron Judge was out, Giancarlo Stanton was out, also not playing at his best. But I think this year will be a much better year for the Yankees. I think they will definitely have a better season. I think they can hit 300 home runs, get over 100 wins. I think that this is going to be a huge year for the Yankees. I think they're going to win the World Series. That's I think been a big topic of conversation is the 300 home runs, and I believe they can do it. I think they think they can do it, and I think I'm just hoping. I think that would be cool for them to beat their last season record of 276. So we'll see what they can do with that, and see if they have a good time. Now we're moving on to the DL list. We've got Didi Gregorius, who got Tommy John surgery after last season, and is expected to play. He's recovering, but is expected to play starting somewhere between June and August. He's hoping to start playing in June. He started throwing catch this week from 90 feet, getting warmed up for this season, next week he's expected to start throwing from 120 feet to see how he's doing with that. Also, after the pain in the shoulder, Severino is doing well and is will start throwing soon. Obviously, they wanted to keep him, make sure no injuries before he could throw. He's expected to come in May. And then Aaron Hicks is hopeful about where he's at with his back pain. He said the cortisone shot is starting to work. And also there's CC Sabathia, who is expected to play mid-August. Obviously, he has a 5-day suspension when he starts the season, but he's expected to play mid-August. He should start playing. With all of that out of the way, the biggest topic of discussion recently all this spring training has been what's going to happen at first base. You know, Greg Bird was injured last season. He's been injured the past couple of seasons. So Luke Voit came in and just did an outstanding job and has been doing really well this spring and is definitely a threat to Bird. And I think right now it might actually be, you could think about it the other way around. Voit has the position and Bird is trying to steal it from him. But I think Voit will get the position. Voit did really well last year, you know. And right now with Hicks out of the lineup, you might see one of them DHing or just an extra one of them in the lineup. But I think the Yankees, one of them's got to go down to the minor leagues, because with only 25 roster slots on a team, they don't want to carry an extra first baseman. So Luke Voit or Greg Bird is, in my opinion, definitely going to go down to the minors. So right now it's just a big fight over who's going to get that position. And right now I think Luke Voit has the edge. He's been doing really well this spring training. He did really well last season. And I just think he would be the better pick for the Yankees.